Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode... Where are we, David?
We are 30.
Around about 30. And to my right-hand side, I've got the blonde...
The blonde butterfly hovering in the air.
Okay, and it's David Edwards, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And to my left-hand side, our guest for this episode is none other than...
Diane Morgan, indeed.
Hello.
So, just to set the scene... We are in a kind of like a derelict house. All the windows are boarded up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and outside it's like a zombie apocalypse. So can you see through the slats in the windows, Diane?
Yeah, I can just about see.
What can you see?
I can see dead bodies, like a stack of them.
A stack of dead bodies.
I can smell some sort of awful stench.
What would
like
that be,
sulfur.
David?
I think it's just basically flesh that's decomposing.
It smells like eggs.
It probably will smell like egg. I think medically, a human that decomposes does smell of eggs.
I thought it was pork. I thought humans smelt like pork. When they rot, isn't it? Or do they have to be grilled or something?
I think it's when they're being grilled and cooked. I'm not a
master
on
eggs. Oh, right, so if they just go raw...
It's just egg.
Smell of boiled egg.
But if you've got a proper genocide on your hands and someone's lighting matches, then you've got porks.
Oh. So obviously outside is some kind of just like a housing estate, isn't it? I don't know. And the zombies are kind of wandering around. Should we have a listen to the zombies? But our ears is the windows. We can hear them.
There's a zombie child on a BMX
and
bike.
Yeah. Can you see me?
Charles is in the cellar of the house. So no, we can't see you, but we can hear you. You're underneath the floorboards. So... It's Charles.
It's good to know he's around.
Is he going
to
come up?
I'm scared.
He's scared. Very unlikely.
Right,
so. Diane wants to know if
I really
come
wanted
up.
To meet him.
All it takes
you.
Is one bite and you're one of them, smelling of egg.
You've got to keep your voice down.
Sorry, you're quite right. Keep it low.
Why have you got to keep your voice down? Because the zombies will find us.
Exactly.
Won't be long, Diane.
Oh, God. That's really sinister. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
On my way.
On my way?
On my way.
He's coming up from the cellar.
He's coming up the stairs from the cellar. So before Charles gets to us, I'll start the first question of the podcast.
David, keep my voice down because there's zombies.
The first question is from me, David. What are you good at?
I'm good at? I'll tell you what, starting up banter, small chat, conversations on public transport, things like that.
Okay.
You know, I can make eye contact with you, not too much, not overbearing. And gaze into your pupils and just get the old banter ball rolling. Talking about, I don't know, have you been to the hospital recently? Are you married? Do you have pets?
That's good. That's
and I can
a
get through
skill.
Quite a few train stops. Not going too deep. Not taking the surgical knife too deep or anything like that. But just keeping a nice breezy conversation. I'd be a good person in a doctor's waiting room.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I can't do that.
No,
I can't
do that. Now, why can't we do chit-chat and why can
know.
You
did you
do
learn,
chit-chat?
Did you think, right, I'm going to learn to do this? Or was it just natural?
I think a lot of it is, if you're living on your own and you don't have immediate, people to communicate with, suddenly, when that front door's open... and
world's your oyster.
Absolutely, let's interact. Did you watch EastEnders last night? I want to discuss it.
Can you do 10 quick questions, what you might ask someone as you're walking through the High Street? In fact, the editor's going to take us to a scenario where you're walking along Arundel High Street, you're coming across loads of different pedestrians, you've got 10 questions you're going to ask each pedestrian. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, go.
I liked your dog. What's his name?
1.
Where did you get those trainers from? They sparkle, they're lovely.
2.
You've got a beautiful smile.
3.
That'd be a bit too much. It'd be a case of...
Come on.
Do you think it's going to rain or hail?
4.
Are you just standing there? Are you waiting for a bus?
5.
Do you know where the local letterbox is? Because you seem to be wandering around that envelope, and I know where it is geographically.
That's good.
That's a good 1.
6. Quick.
Don't be nervous about parking. I can give you directions for reverse parking.
7.
Seven.
Come on.
Afternoon.
8.
8 would be.
Come on.
You're clearly fresh from the barbers. I like what's happened to your hair. Your ears have been lowered slightly. You're looking good.
9.
9. You've been on holiday. You've got a beautiful tan.
10.
It's a while since we spoke. Let's get the conversation rolling from last time.
Incredible.
Could you do that?
No, I really can't. I can't. No, how long I'd been on my own for. If I opened the door, nothing.
No.
I couldn't think of anything.
No. Well, I'm just saying, why is that? Are we...
Why is that?
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's just taking a leap of faith and just hoping. It's like a drama.
I think it's quite admirable. I quite like how open you are and you're connecting with your fellow human beings.
Interacting with them.
People in... Like, if you were in a lift...
Oh, absolutely.
Would you make conversation or would you just be silent? If it was like 37 floors.
If it was just a few floors, I'd make a comment.
Let's go there now. Let's imagine we're in a lift, okay? And you're with me and Diane. We don't know each other. We're going up an elevator, and here we go.
Oh, this is, I imagine, quite 70s decor, isn't it? Sort of style. The actual lift itself with the kind of yellow... wallpaper and whatnot. I always look at those the fire exit on the ceiling of a lift and always think of that film Die Hard with John McClane.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He used to climb through those, didn't he?
Would you say all this in a... Really?
Well, I'm trying to keep the ball right. They would have perhaps said something about the 70s decor.
Is it that you're, afraid of, an awkward silence? Because I'm not. I'm happy with a silence.
I don't like tumbleweed moments.
That's the whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
With people that can do chit-chat, hate tumbleweed moments.
Well, it's painful.
Do you remember the moment on the train? You and I were sat on the train.
Yes, I do remember that, yes.
And it was a packed train. It was, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. And you're obviously... talking the hind legs of a donkey, and at some point I said, David, enough, please stop talking.
I do remember that.
You were on one side of the aisle, on the other side of the aisle. I think you stopped talking for about 4 seconds, and then you said to me, do you remember what you said?
What
time do you go to bed?
I just, I'm trying to get to know the man, I'm trying to connect.
But even when I said, David, enough.
I know. Well, 4 seconds is a long time for me to sort of to hit rewind and pause. And
No,
you're quite right. I mean, that was
what time? Did you...
There's no. I know what you mean. There was no holding back there whatsoever. Just plunging you with questions.
Yeah.
No mercy. That was the word I'm thinking of.
Oh, hang on a minute. There's a message coming through on a transistor radio. Everybody telling us that there's a plane waiting for us. On a beach.
How are we going to get to the beach, though, Brian?
Well, we got to walk through all the zombies, so...
Hello, guys. I have some anti-zombie weapons for you all.
Oh, wonderful. Good timing.
A huge baseball bat, a sword and a pair of chopsticks.
Pair of chopsticks?
Yeah.
Well, you could probably, through the eyeball, perhaps into the brain.
Yeah. Okay.
Go get him.
Thank you, Charles.
Is Charles going to stay here? Or?
Well, are you going to stay here or are you going to come with us?
I can stomp their heads in.
You can stomp their heads in.
Absolutely.
Good for you, mate. Appreciate that. So we'll exit the house and obviously keep looking very quiet. So the next question. Have you got your first question for David?
Creaky door.
Creaky door. That was a creaky door.
Is it time for the question?
Yeah, first question for Diane for David.
David. Who is the celebrity that you despise the most and why?
The celebrity that I despise the absolute most...
Keep your voice down, David.
Absolute most and why?
You might want to get your lips closer to them.
Yeah, yes, indeed. The one that I despise the absolute most, I really don't like Lorraine Kelly. I don't think she comes over as real, and I don't feel as though it's genuine, and I think she just relies on her Irish charm. And
it's Scottish.
I do apologise. Scottish charm. Well said. It's a case of, you know, I've been ill from work, and she's all I've had to watch. And you just think they're just set there.
But you associate her with illness.
Yeah, perhaps so. I think a lot of it. This is all getting quite psychological, this podcast. But I think you're right. Mm. I don't like tumbleweed moments and illness. I do project onto other people.
Mm.
But she's just she reminds you of a sort of Stepford wife.
Right.
Type of thing. She's not real. She's not. She's a bit artificial.
I've heard she can be a bit tricky.
Really?
Yeah. Ah, no, really.
From several people.
Oh, I've heard the same about Gloria Hunniford.
Yeah, I've heard that, but it's well known about Hunniford.
Okay.
Well, Hunniford's a nightmare.
In what ways is Lorraine a bit tricky then? Like she can be, you know, tell you off.
She gets a bit shouty, I think.
Does she? Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's well known, and Hunniford.
Maybe she is a zombie.
Laughter aside, Charles, it's a possibility. There's an apocalypse out there.
What have you heard any specific?
Honiford specifics, or, yeah. Or, I think she threw a phone at someone.
Blimey. And that was probably in the 80s.
I can't sort everything out for myself, she said, and threw a mobile phone at a runner.
What have you heard about Lorraine Kelly?
I've heard that she gets really nasty.
Really?
In the intervals.
No.
Yeah, she switches it on and off like that.
That's the vibe I got.
Point.
Yeah,
I heard that Lorraine Kelly punched Russell Howard.
Lorraine Kelly punched Russell Howard?
That's not possible, is it?
Well,
he's a well-built man.
Everything's possible.
Everything's possible if you dream.
For me, like it or loathe it, but I've always loved my hair, and I've always sort of concentrated on my hair, etc., etc.
Etc., etc.
There you are. That's a slice of the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hair is a prime element of light entertainment, though.
Well,
isn't it?
I must admit, I bought into the Lorraine Kelly. I thought it was genuine, but you could see through it.
I just saw a lot of fakery there.
Yeah,
I didn't. I just couldn't. Couldn't embrace
the zombies are coming. They get coming closer. We have to sort of edge our
way
through.
Sort of a fake motherly.
Can you hear them groan, Diane?
Yeah, I
really can. They are, and the smell of egg. It really is.
It's getting closer, isn't it?
Really is.
Yeah.
Like a fried breakfast.
Yeah. I've got a question here from someone on Twitter, and it's at DJ Mr. Dave on Twitter.
That's his name,
that's
DJ
his name.
Mr. Dave.
What's
goodness
name?
Me.
When was the last time you wore Wellington boots?
The last time I wore Wellington boots was when I went camping in Wales, which was a complete disaster. I couldn't put up the tent, and luckily a middle-aged woman called Helen helped me put it up, because I just thought it was going to be a lot easier to put up a tent. I just didn't think about
own?
It. I wasn't. I was with a friend.
Who's that? Who's your friend?
A friend called Colin.
Colin.
And
surname?
Holt. And it was very much a case of...
Well, who would have thought it?
It was a case of... he wasn't showing the
when
tent
did
with me.
When you go camping with
Colin? No, it was at the Mac Festival, comedy festival.
Oh, okay.
And no, we haven't gone on a vacation, just the two of us. He's got a family and all that. You know, he's got a busy calendar.
Right.
But we weren't sharing the tent together. We weren't literally on holiday together.
Right.
But he was going to put his tent up in a patch of grass near mine.
Yeah.
And he helped me get the bits of metal
so you
out.
Didn't quite go camping together. You just happened to be next to one another.
Yes,
yes.
Quite right. In a way, we were sort of together.
Yeah.
In his head, no. In my head, yes.
Yeah.
So you know, no, we weren't really. So, but we were neighbours.
But you were wearing Wellington boots.
I was wearing Wellington boots. He was wearing Wellington boots. So we had that in common. And it was a case whereby he was very much a Samaritan. He laid out the metal bits and said, "You need to do this, Dave. That, Dave. This, Dave." And then he went his way, which he needs to. He's his own man. He's got his own destiny to focus on. And I just couldn't remember anything he said. And it was just very, very stressful.
Yeah.
I'm not even used to Wellington boots. And they were creating a, you know, they were rubbing against the back of my
shin. Well, do you know, I wore some Wellington boots.
You didn't have the proper socks.
No,
I got a blister
all.
This
probably
week
nothing.
From a Wellington boot. And it's on the back of my heel now.
You they're grim.
Compede, that's what you want.
What's Compede?
Blister plasters.
Right.
They're
the
best.
Right.
They don't come off. Don't come off in the shower.
David, could you do a made-up jingle for Compede blister plasters? We'll put a bit of music underneath. Here we go. It's Compede blister plasters by David.
Compete. It's time to get rid of the blisters and see a new horizon in your life. Compete.
That's good.
It is good.
That's not bad.
Not bad off the cuff.
Watch out, there is a zombie right behind you, dude.
Oh, it's a zombie.
Here we go, let's start sprinting.
Here we go, let's run down the street.
I've got up a tree like a cat.
I have a box full of bang snappers that we can throw at the zombies.
We've got a box full of bang snappers that we can
throw at
the zombies.
Let's start lighting them now.
Okay, let's chuck them at the zombies.
Let's ignite them.
Are we running?
Yeah, we're running.
Yeah,
we're running to the beach. There's a plane on the beach, apparently.
There we go, I can see it's a Boeing 747. It's a hell of a big one.
Well, we've got to keep running, so it's quite a fair distance.
And what do we do? Chuck the bangers behind us?
Yeah, chuck them now. Come on, bit of energy, guys. We're
running
away from
zombies. We're getting Stitch.
Him with the chopsticks, Diane.
How far is the beach? I'm running, by the way.
About a mile and a half.
I can sort of see the golden sand.
Well, it's going to take, you know, just 20 minutes.
Are these running zombies or the staggering ones?
Let's get an Uber.
One,
2 minutes
away.
2 minutes away. So, in the meantime, I've got a second
zombie
question for you, David,
nightmare.
As we wait for our Uber. Second question is, which of your friends are you most proudest? Which of your friends are you proudest of?
Proudest of? I think there's a slight... Well, a proudness slash jealousy comes in slightly.
Oh,
just
is,
like a...
This is perfect.
This is
a thing. There's a chap who's on Facebook, and he's an assistant director, and he's on a lot of movie sets. He's even got a photo of him and Clint.
What's his name?
Toby.
It's Toby.
That's very rude of me. I'll put that away. Put that in my holster.
Toby what?
Do you know, I can't remember his surname.
Toby Jones. Is it Toby Jones?
He isn't, unfortunately. Not the actor.
Come on, what's his surname?
I'm trying to remember.
You can remember.
I went to university with him. His name's Toby. And
what films has he worked on?
Oh, I think all the Harry Potters.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, it's gone up to 5 minutes, the Uber now.
Oh, yeah, bloody hell.
They're always, they tell you,
shall
you know,
I cancel it, or shall I...
No, we'll get an Uber, we'll get down to the beach.
They're not good Uber, though, are they? They do leave you hanging.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, the new Star Wars films.
What, is he director?
Oh, no, he's not a director, he's an assistant director.
Okay, so
he's the one who goes, that's a wrap, or quiet on set, please. Things like that.
Right.
And all his photos are just like a who's who, basically. It's like, really? Gosh.
But is he really happy?
He seems happy. He's got a great haircut and a wonderful
smile. Toby Spanton. Is it Toby Spanton?
Yes, I think it might be.
How did you find that?
Toby Spanton. What? Did you go to Winchester University?
I did. How is that? How's that appeared?
And he got a degree in film studies.
He has. We were in the same class, and he's done very well for himself.
Toby Spanton.
Rent films, and
he
makes
them. David?
He's not bald. He's got a lovely head of hair.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, keep it low. The zombies.
Okay, yeah, I can see him. Yeah, there he is. It's Toby.
Good-looking chap. Got a Swedish wife.
What's the Uber driver's name, Diane?
Pardon?
What's the Uber driver's name, Diane?
Oh, Ahmed.
Ahmed. Here he comes. Ah, here he comes. Quick, before the zombies get us.
He's got blood on his neck, though, people. I think he's being bitten by a zombie. I don't know.
Well, we've got to take that gamble. So we're all getting into the back of the... Quick.
Ladies first, Diane.
Ladies first.
I'm in.
Oh, wonderful. There we go.
Yes, we're in the back of the Uber, and we're making our way to the beach and looking up Toby Spanton in the process. So you're slightly jealous of Toby?
Yeah, how did you get him up so quickly? That was
an
IT.
Focus on your jealousy.
Absolutely.
Rather than how quickly I got
him up. He's hit Hollywood in a big way.
Fucking hell, he's done loads.
He has done a lot, hasn't he?
Fucking hell. Skyfall.
I know. The James Bond.
Oh, the midwife.
He was on the set in the London Underground.
Spooks.
And also, he made a short film.
Point. That was a massive point.
I do apologise.
Big bouncy
it's fueled
points.
By jealousy, unfortunately.
You want to do three quick bouncy points again? Go.
About what? Sorry, about...
Just the points that you did.
Oh, right. The thing about jealousy is... Do you mean like that?
Yeah.
So, ultimately, who was the woman who starred in A Girl on a Train?
I don't watch films.
Gone Girl, the second one where she's on a train, she gets lost. She's going to play Mary Poppins in the sequel.
I don't know.
bit of a thing. Let's dig deep, Dave.
Keira Knightley.
Not quite Keira Knightley.
Stop pointing.
Sorry, there we go.
Natalie Portman.
Kate Winslet.
Not Kate Winslet. No, God, Kate Winslet. That'd be another reason to get jealous. It'd be a case of... indeed, that's too much there, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, Kate Winslet's obviously an English rose. She lives in Chichester, very near where I live.
Have you ever seen her?
I have. I've seen her at Tesco's car park, yes.
Did you really?
Up her Range Rover.
Were you watching
with
her?
Food. I wasn't voyeuristically watching. I was just sort of, you know, well, she's an A-list movie star. She's there to be looked at, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too much. Nothing inappropriate, but you know what I mean? And then she went to a petrol station. I didn't follow to the petrol station. I just saw her in the horizon, and she filled up the Range Rover with petrol. Just a very average gal type of thing.
True story. I was in Morrison's with Kerry Katona on Sunday.
Really? What was she buying? I thought she was contractually meant to go to Iceland, isn't she?
Oh, really?
Isn't she?
Oh, well, she was in Morrison's. She bought nappies. She was looking at the cake aisle.
Is she still quite got those looks about her? She had a certain,
what's that mean?
Well, you know, she had a certain kind of nut zoo demographic kind of look about her. Sort of lads mag kind of
you don't know this.
Are you thinking in the same person,
Diane? But David, you're slightly disrespectful towards women.
No, not Diane. Do not be panicked in any way. I'm in no way disrespectful around the ladies. A lot of ladies have left me hanging, sort of thing, in the past. But yeah. I'm not there to take a grudge.
No,
I'm moving on in a kind of positive manner type of thing.
Yes, we're at the beach.
And running across the sand to the jumbo jet. So up we go, up the stairs. And then sitting down on the seat. And then, David, you can fly the plane. And where are you going to take us, David?
Fly the plane? Well, goodness, I'm glad you put that sort of responsibility in my hands.
Can you fly?
I can't, but where there's a will, there's a way. I'm trying to... Is there an accelerator pedal? I don't know how this works. It's not like a car.
But they're just automatic, aren't they? Quite easy.
Right, they just...
Once you get them up, I think that's it.
Right, so you just got to get it up.
Right, so is there... What do you start...
Let's get off the plane! Let's get off the plane,
everybody. Let's get up.
Back
right,
off the plane,
okay.
Down the steps.
Guys, the air hostess is a fucking zombie.
Oh,
but she is pretty chill.
The air hostess is a zombie, so let's go. We're walking, running down the steps, and we're now on a... we're on three tricycles, and we're going to ride down the streets to avoid the zombies. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Why don't we get a jet ski or something and go on the ocean?
Okay, yeah, let's do that then. So we're now on a jet ski, crashing across the sea.
That's something like Miami Vice, all three of us, side by side.
Have you second question?
Second question.
Diane.
My second question is, what won't you eat?
What won't you eat?
What won't I eat? I don't think there's anything that I
there
won't...
There must be.
...eat. I don't think... Well, sugar I won't eat because I had too much sugar and it was rotting my teeth. I've got an enormous amount
of
fillings.
So you'd eat a horse's genitals?
Yeah, well, that's quite right. I mean, I wouldn't eat monkey's brain and things like that.
Now we're getting to it.
Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty.
Can you list him five things, Diane?
That you wouldn't eat horse's genitals.
I wouldn't eat anyone's genitals, horse or man or anything. That would be too much for me.
Monkey brains.
No, not even if there was like ketchup around to help me sort of swallow it. Not at all.
Sea urchins' reproductive organs.
I think I could probably do that.
You would. You'd eat that.
It'd be like anchovies.
Why? Because it's smaller. Is
Yummy.
That what you're thinking?
Yes, I think
Yummy.
So.
Because it's so small.
It's not like a farm animal.
But you would
like
know
that.
It was all there.
I guess so. I mean, I'd be worried about what it would do in my stomach type of thing.
But, you know, you answered with a yes. So that's
yes, I would go for
right.
it, yes.
It'd fish
like
eyes.
Oysters.
Fish eyes. They're not grilled.
I couldn't eat... That would make me... I think I'd be ill eating
right,
that
yeah.
type of thing. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to eat fish eyes. I'd be biting into a pupil
yeah.
and for like the bits of colour coming out of it and things like that would be horrific.
Colour?
Well, colour of the eyes, you right. know, sort of thing.
Why would colour be horrific?
Well, the idea of it just seeping out of the white little egg sort of thing, it'd be that'd be too
much.
Be
happy
much
with the white egg, but just not the other colours?
No, not the other colour. Well, you know, the sort of the blue of the eyelid,
like
the
blue.
Iris.
Don't like blue.
The idea of crunching on someone's eyeballs.
Would you eat like a bullseye for £1 million?
Yes, I would.
A raw bullseye.
A raw bullseye. Would you eat a bullseye from a dartboard?
You've got to crunch it round and
I'd give that a go because I wouldn't feel sick, but I think my digestive system would be horrific.
You wouldn't feel sick if you ate a bullseye?
On a darts.
A what?
A bullseye.
An actual ball. An actual ball. Not a bullseye from a dartboard.
Oh, I see. Right, an actual bullseye.
Yeah, a bull.
Right,
yeah,
sorry,
not a bullseye.
I was misled there. I apologise. An actual bullseye. For £1 million, I'd have to just do it. I've got rent to think about.
Right.
I've got future children.
Would you
perhaps.
Do it for £50,000?
I would do it for 50k.
Right. Would
yes.
you do it for £20,000?
Yes, that's a year's
would
salary.
Would you do it for £5,000?
Yes, it would look after petrol
wow.
and Tesco money
okay,
for the year.
£250?
No.
Second question from a person on Twitter. David, if you had to be another person called David, who would you be?
Oh, David Niven.
Oh, yeah.
Suave, good at tennis, good with the ladies. He kind of ruled the pack, didn't he, back then? Just a respected man. And very seldom can a man pull off a moustache, I think.
Yeah.
And he could.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean,
as simple as that.
I mean, there's a good list of reasons why you could carry on and on.
Okay, if you had to be a Neil, who would you be?
Easy, Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Paul?
I don't know. Paul Bettany, the well-known British actor.
I don't know who that is.
You look a bit like Paul Bettany.
Paul Pork.
Is that what they call him around the film sets? Paul Bettany is... thank you, first of all, for that compliment.
You look a bit like... What's that one that little Billy Piper used to go out with?
Oh, Edward Fox's son.
Yeah, him.
Who?
Evans.
You look like one of the foxes.
That's quite a compliment. It's got. I don't look in the mirror and think of a fox, but that's wonderful to think that.
They're not married now, are they? Little Billy Piper used to be married to that.
They've gone their separate ways.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Well, to think of a man who's got similar looks to myself.
Huh?
Ended in tears.
What's he saying?
Ended in tears,
oh,
the
ended
marriage.
In tears.
Many relationships do.
Okay, well, why don't we have the golden question section? Have you got a golden question for Diane?
I certainly have. One thing I've definitely suffered with doing the bits of comedy I've done is writer's block. Have you ever had severe writer's block, perhaps with a deadline hanging over your head? And do you have any techniques of it, or is writer's block not something you've ever had? Because I imagine you've obviously done stuff for TV,
yeah.
There's a deadline
boring.
There.
Boring, did he say?
Boring question?
Boring question.
Goodness
boring
me. Question. Okay, we'll
question.
Get rid of that then. We'll
awful
get rid of that
question.
One.
Let's have a good question.
Here we go. Push that aside like it never happened, like another zombie. Okay, here's another one. Okay, during low moments of your career, like Edinburgh Festival, the early days,
yeah.
type of thing, what keeps you bloody going?
Boring.
Boring!
That's our problem.
Boring, boring.
Everyone's a critic.
Yeah.
Everyone's a critic. Here we go. Pull the other question out of the thing. Right. Okay, if it wasn't comedy...
Boring.
No.
It is.
Okay,
boring.
Let's have a think. Okay, everyone's a critic. Quite right. It's a case of... it's not an issue at all.
No comedy shit, dude.
Okay, push that aside. Quite right. Let's get
comedy.
More philosophical.
It's always comedy.
It is. And life's not
Come
about
on.
Comedy. It's not
another
a case.
Question.
Let's focus. Let's
yeah.
think.
Got another one.
Boring.
Boring.
Boring. Full stop. Absolutely boring. Okay, let's think of something that's about relationships...
Boring.
Done that.
We've done that. Relationships. Full stop.
Yeah.
Religion. There we go. That's not boring.
Well, we'll see.
Do you think after death there is something
yes.
waiting
boring.
For it?
We've done
yes.
that.
Oh, I've done
We've
that
done
one.
That.
You carry on as a sort of gas.
Boring.
Yeah.
A sort of a gas. That's fair enough. So I think back to religion. That's a good springboard. I've just got to go in the right direction with it.
Okay.
Do you go to church during Christmas
that's
time?
Really
no.
That's really
boring. I know, I'm scraping the bottom
there. Did you go to church at Christmas time?
Church at Christmas time. So that's religion.
Come on,
okay, here we go. Politics.
There's a zombie behind you, David.
Oh, here we go. Back after that elbow in the face. Just crushed in. Full stop.
Boring.
And a jet ski. It is, but it's a zombie apocalypse. It might be boring to some people. For us, it's life or death.
At least give Diana like, a decent question.
Something to get my teeth into.
Exactly.
Lovely question.
Lovely question from you. Here we go. The golden question section. Go.
Okay, let's focus on happiness. Positivity, okay?
Mm.
Are you the sort of person that wanders through life without any dark feelings of depression and gloom?
No.
Or do you have to dodge them?
Not a lunatic.
No, well, I don't think you're a lunatic. You're mentally unbalanced.
Sorry, I don't think it's good enough, David. Stop pointing.
Sorry.
You've asked this question a lot to the guests.
Boring.
No, no, that's it is boring. You're quite right. Let's have a think.
Have you done your Vic sign?
Boring. Boring. Oh, do you want to talk about
Vic sign?
There we go.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Vic sign.
Let's do the golden question section. We've never done this in 30 episodes. There's a golden question section for me.
Why not? I do apologise.
No,
it just seems as though I completely failed there.
Okay.
I went to all the different areas, but
for the listeners at home that don't know what we're talking about, Diane and myself have been addicted to
nasal spray
in our past. So what do you want to know, David?
Well, first of all, you know, what are the symptoms and how long were you addicted to it?
18 years.
Block nose, 3 years. Next question.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, that almost as though you'd have to actually put a bit of money aside to actually pay for that.
No, you get addicted, then you find the money.
Exactly.
Quite they're right.
About sort of £3.50, £3.99 when I was into it.
Yeah, if they do two for one, then.
Exactly. You get two for five or something.
Well, thank God. I mean, the other thing is, it's a case of. Did you get a buzz, or did it just
didn't
open up your air holes?
Not that I'm aware of. Didn't get a buzz.
You were just able to breathe for a while.
Yeah.
So you were reliant on it, basically.
Yeah. You get addicted to them.
So if you used nasal spray for more than 3 days, is it?
Oh yeah, three days.
It can't
then
be.
You get a rebound effect where your nasal passages close up.
Yeah.
And the only way you can breathe properly
is to have more.
And what was it like to go cold turkey with that? And how did you go cold turkey?
Well, I'm going to point now.
Well, please do.
Please do. Did you go cold turkey?
I had two, mate.
Well, I really did.
But I had one in every bag. And it was other people that started going, you've got a lot of Sudafed.
Yeah.
And then realising, yeah, I do have a lot of Sudafed, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I should clamp down on these Sudafeds.
My lowest point was at the Tate Modern. Where I had a Vicks, one of those sort of triangular. You know the ones we're talking about?
Yeah, I do know the ones. Yeah, I do, yeah, triangle ones. Yeah.
I went into the toilets of the Tate Modern, and you know you're supposed to just go up the nostril.
You did three each nostril?
No, I tipped the whole bottle in one go up each nostril.
I bet you were lovely and clear, though.
Didn't that burn?
No, because it didn't. That was the point where I went, I've got a problem, because it didn't help.
Right, oh, yeah. No, what a disaster.
So I tipped a whole bottle in one go up my nose in the Tate Modern and did nothing for me.
Mm. Hopefully this is helping someone out there.
Yeah, well, I hope it is. You know, well, we get a hell of a lot of
this. They must have changed the ingredients by now because they're being caught.
David, I was going to get a little message there to anyone with any
problems. Apologies. Sorry. Quite right, you go for it.
Do we do a little jingle maybe for Sinex? Like, not advertising it? Sort of a.
Yeah, I think definitely.
Okay, so here's over to you. Like
a negative element.
So maybe some kind of dramatic.
Blocking your Sinex, blocking your mind, blocking your life, blocking your soul. Sinex.
So dramatic, yeah.
Sort of opera.
Such a lame is that.
Guys.
Yeah.
Did you know nasal spray kills zombies instantly?
Ah! Oh,
that's a bit of what's on the market.
So there's the ups and downs of nasal spray
kills.
Here are three little bottles.
Oh, yes.
Don't be tempted.
Zombies are coming!
Get a spray out, people.
Here we go.
Let's start hitting them.
Get with the spray.
There we go. In the face. There you go. On the shins.
There we go.
Final question.
Final question. Okay. Have you asked the third question?
No, I haven't.
Oh, here we go.
From Diane.
If you were mayor of London, what's the first thing you'd do?
If I was mayor of London, the first thing I would do...
Would you keep your name?
Mayor David? I think that's got a nice kind of flow to it.
Make a new name? New name, new surname?
Maybe something a bit more Latin, Darius or...
Darius what?
Darius of the people type of thing. Kind of sort of a community vibe type of thing.
Okay.
People person. Peter person. Something like that. That doesn't work. But something in that kind of vein that connects me to the people in some vein. Do you know what I would do? I would try and cheer things up a bit. Because it really is. When you go on the London Underground, people really are, negative Nancys, aren't they? Quite sour gusses in a big way. And I think I don't know, it would be a celebration, a party, or a vending machine they could help themselves to. I don't know at the moment. But I'd really try and boost the energy and the general vibe.
How would you do that?
Well, one thing I mentioned at the beginning was the idea of doing small talk on public transport. None of that happens in London.
So how would you promote that? How would you get
Perhaps posters. ads.
What would the posters say?
Who have you spoken to today? You know, what have you learnt from your neighbour, from your pedestrian type of thing? And
what would the poster? What would be on the poster?
It would be perhaps a whole line of people from builders, nuns, and CEO, corporate people, and pregnant women all doing a can-can together, all with their arms together, sort of with the that big Millennium Eye in the background, something like that.
Millennium Eye, yeah.
Yes.
I think that put me off, though, because I don't want to speak to people generally. I'll go to this self-checkout thing, you know, and everything, so I don't have to interact with people.
Yeah. Those self-checkouts,
isn't it?
Though.
It sounds like Diane's kind of... the problem here. Would Diane be a problem?
Sort of the London... attitude, trying to keep insular.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, with self-serving tills, I've never managed to do that without having a man or a woman come over and help me at some point. So there's always got to be some communication. The robots haven't completely taken over there. It always says, you know...
It's called the London Eye, David.
The London Eye.
Not the Millennium.
Millennium Eye. There we go. Who knows? Well, no, we've done the Millennium, so it's not going to be changed. It's the London Eye. But it's always a case of with a
thank
self...
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you for noting my fault there, Charles. Greatly appreciated. Uh-huh. Yeah, self-serving till. You always need a human there to help you out. I've never known the robot to do the whole thing in one fell swoop.
Oh, there's another plane. Let's get on the plane.
Thank
Shall
God.
We feed David to the zombies?
No. Let's get on the plane. There's another plane. It's just landed on the water for us.
I'm sure I can turn things around.
So we're sitting on the plane now. We've got our seatbelts on. I'll fly the plane for us.
Oh, thank God. There you go.
The zombies are underneath us, sort of shaking their fists at us.
I'll hold the map.
And they're up into the air. Oh, what a lovely feeling.
Thank God. We survived there.
There's a zombie on board.
Oh, God, typical, isn't it? Bloody typical.
Bloody typical. It's coming at you, Diane.
Oh, shit.
Get those chopsticks out.
Let's jump out of the plane again. Get a parachute on.
Parachutes, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, this is a hell of an episode. Fucking hell's bells.
Sorry, did you want more sort of screaming and stuff?
Yeah.
More drama?
Yeah, imagine yours.
Poor old editor.
Oh, he's got to do all the...
He'll do a wonderful job.
If I do some sort of screaming and post-punching now, you could slot it in throughout the episode.
Well, that'd be greatly appreciated.
So Diane's going to be some separate sort of sound effects now.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ah! Oh, that works.
Oh, my God.
That's the sort of tension we need.
Suddenly
it's got an 18 certificate on it.
Yeah.
That's what the horror crowd's like.
You can sort of pop it in.
Definitely. Wow. Sprinkle that in.
So we're floating down.
Oh, like Roger Moore, at the end of a bomb film.
One last question, you've got to answer it in one quick answer, okay? That question is, do you ever count your steps when you walk? If not, do you ever play any secret games with yourself?
I can count my steps. I've got slight OCD.
Do you ever play any secret games?
Any secret games?
Do you understand those little brain games?
Yeah, I know.
Do you mean,
I'm
thinking that you mean, like, don't stand on the cracks, that kind of thing.
That's what's going through my
Something
head.
Like, I mean, I used to do one where if I was walking with...
You count up to a certain number, that weird OCD type thing.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, the one I used to play a lot is if I was walking down the street with lots of people, I'd pretend I was Shergar.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'd kind of...
Who's Shergar?
The horse.
Shergar the horse?
Yeah, and I'd see a lamppost in the distance. So I'd go, right, I'd get to the lamppost before the people in front of me. So I'd just sort of walk and
like
make an out.
Like a horse, just galloping?
Walking normally, but upping the pace a little bit. So when I got to the lamppost, bang, I won.
Have you tried listening to an iPod or something?
No. Yes, I have. Do you know, I play secret games...
OCD sort of
games. Okay, here's another one. What about lampposts when you're driving along and there's lampposts every 25 yards? I'd imagine each lamppost I got to, I was jumping to the next lamppost. Am I making sense? Do you understand?
Not jumping.
So
like
no
you're
one
Neil
plays
Armstrong.
Any secret brain games.
I don't think to that degree, no. I wouldn't think pretend I was a horse or leaping between lamp. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad way to spend your time. It sounds like a lot of fun. You know, the imagination, when you get in control of it, can really fire up some interesting scenarios.
Well, I really thought this would kind of inflame your...
Well, I think secret game... Well, I get interviewed a lot in the bath.
Well, now
you get
we're
interviewed
talking!
Who's interviewing you in the bath?
Usually it'd be Jonathan Ross and type of thing like that. Okay. Or it might be, you know, a job interview, something like that that's going really well.
So how does that work? So in your head, you've got Jonathan Ross asking you questions.
Yes, he wouldn't be in the bath with me. There'd be a desk next to the bath type of thing, and he'd just sort of be, you know, success, where did I start, what wisdom I could pass on.
This is genuine, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately so.
You go for Ross instead of, like, Parky.
Yeah, I've sort of done myself in there a bit. I don't know if Jonathan Ross is quite good. He's not the chat.
Basically fantasizing that you become successful in your field of work.
I don't even know what I'm successful at. It's just I am just successful.
Yeah.
And I've been invited on the show, and the banter's razor sharp, a lot of wisdom, and me and Jonathan Ross get on like a house on fire. Yeah. I'm invited to a lot of those parties, I imagine, afterwards, that this select
well,
group.
Like his Halloween party.
Yes, absolutely, like Halloween. Sorry, yeah. I put that away. And just have an interview, and it's just like I come out like a raisin, because the interview goes on forever. You just get lost in this rabbit hole of kind of, you know, scenarios. And it doesn't help your self-esteem afterwards. It's just like, what have you achieved there, Dave? You haven't even conditioned your hair.
Right. And you play no brain games at all, Diane?
No, I don't know.
No. Okay. No one's ever played the lamppost game.
I used to play a game at home whereby I'd have to leap and touch the ceiling of all different rooms. That
yeah,
was
that's
OCD.
A bit OCD. I used to have a bit of that as well.
Do you have any OCD?
328 I'd get in my head and I'd have to count up to 328.
Right, that's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything to do with like digital clocks where it's got to be an even number and maybe you...
Switching the light switch on and off three times before you enter a room, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, three's a big number for me with OCD for some reason. Okay. Three is the number, I don't know why.
Okay. Okay, well, we've landed.
Oh, wonderful.
We're splashed into the ocean.
Lovely.
There's no zombies.
There is a zombie. He's just popped out of the water, David. He's biting you.
Oh, God, it's got my kneecap. I need that. Oh, I can feel the zombie virus entering my very being, my biological system. Goodbye, people. I'm being zombified.
That's a funny voice you did there.
That's a bit odd, isn't it? That's a bit camp in a way, but... I think it's a virus.
Well, thank you so much, Diane, for getting involved.
Is that it?
Well, we've done about 50 minutes or so. Oh. Absolutely racist by it.
Thank you for your time, wisdom and company.
I don't trust him because already his face is kind of turning into...
I am. Dave Edwards is no more. I'm the living dead.
Right. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, thank you for having me.
No, thanks for coming.
Let's eat him.
Let's eat him. Okay, we're going to eat David.
Please do. I prefer that than just living in a perpetual hell, just staggering around, lost like a drunk.
Washed up onto the beach. There's his body.
Seagulls landed on my forehead.
Still chatting, and we're just going to start feeding on your body, David.
Which bit would you go for?
Eat his lips.
Eat his lips.
Yep, there you go. Be my guest. There you go.
So, thank you so much, David.
Thank you for having me, Diane. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane, for being involved. Thank you to James.
Stops him talking.
That's just stopping talking.
Quite right.
Thank you, James, the editor, for... I'm so sorry about this episode. You've got a lot of work to do, mate. Good luck.
Thank you,
Charles. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Bye.